Lord, that we be aware, God, Lord, of your presence, to God, Lord, the well that's within us, God, Lord, that be stirred up, God, in your presence, God, and the awareness of who you are in us, God, Lord, in each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, say it again. Spring up, O well. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. I get stirred up. Amen? Come on, help me tonight. Listen to this. Sometimes he says there's a well. Spring up, O well. There's a declaration. You're declaring it. Spring up, O well. Amen? Spring up, O well. And what happens is sometimes I believe that sometimes things get stuck in our well. Amen? Sometimes our pipes get clogged. Sometimes things get over us. And we need to speak that. We need to declare that. Amen? Because something happens in the presence, man. When you are, man, step into that river, you feel that. And just the expression of who God is in your life. There's something that enters in. I'm going to talk about that tonight, about the awareness of His presence in our lives and what takes place in our responsibility. Amen? So that was perfect because we have to declare, spring up, O well. We need to declare. Because certainly there are things that sometimes cause us to get clogged. Amen? And it ought not to be. But it does. And I'm going to show you, because it happens even with the disciples. These are the ones that walk with Him. They talk with Him. And they had this relationship with Him. They were ate with Him. They experienced His presence and the reality of the flesh. But now they were coming to a place where that they were going to experience Him in His presence, which is even greater, in the Spirit, more than just His flesh. Amen? Because He said that this is going to pass away. He said, but the Spirit of Him. But He came back in the flesh. He did. We understand that. We know that. But there was something even more. It was His Spirit. It was the Spirit that He was going to leave with them, each one of them. Amen? So every time somebody gets saved, every time somebody gets born again, the Spirit of Christ is in them. Amen? He is risen in them. Think about that for a minute. When you receive Christ, Christ is alive. He arises. The resurrection of Christ comes alive. There's an appearing of Christ at that moment. Amen? That's good news. I want an appearing of Him in my life every day. Come on, amen? In the most unforeseen moments, in the moments that we unexpected in moments of our lives, I need to let that Spirit of God rise up upon me, come upon me, and that I can experience Him. So let's just take a look at this. Let's look at John 20. And I'm going to look, here's after Jesus rose from the dead. And every one of them already, this is what we got to get to, is it's already been preached. Tell your neighbor it's been preached. But you got to catch it. Come on, amen. You got to catch it, amen. You got to put it. You got to take a hold of it. You got to grab hold of it. Those words, and let them be a part of your heart. And every time something comes against it, you got to declare those words, amen. That the resurrection life, amen. Because He preached it on the third day. How many times in the New Testament, all through that, before He went to the cross, He explained to them, on the third day, I'm going to rise again. Now I want you to know that this was something that was, it sounded good. Sounded awesome. Come on, there's some words that we hear, messages that you've heard in your life that amazed you, really hit you. And you're like, wow. But I want you to know that we need to grab the hate, take hold of them, and we need to apply them in our lives. It's not just to hear it, but to make part of it. Not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Walk it out. Experience it. Let the awareness of Christ, let the presence of God be the reality in my life, every moment. Now, y'all with me and understand that we have to make the awareness of Christ be real in our lives. He's always with us, but I have to make it an awareness. You know what I mean? I have to make that an awareness of my life. I have to make it a priority for Him for me to be aware of Him in my life, because sometimes things pull us our emotions, our feeling, clog our springs, our wells. Amen? So here they are. And just like this, here's this woman that came there. She was searching. She knew the news. She knew the message. She had hope in her heart. But she still went there, not really believing. Sometimes we come to church, we have hope and stuff, but really believing was that she was at a place where that she went there expecting to find a dead body. She wanted him to be alive. It's not that she didn't want him to be alive, but she was expecting. Don't we do that? We always expect the worst. But we serve one who preached the good news, the message of good news. And here's what's pretty powerful. Hey, listen to this. And it says, "And Jesus saith unto them, Woman, why do you weep? He says, Whom do you seek? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where he is. If you've taken him, where have you laid him? And I will take him away. Just tell me where you've taken him." Remember, who she's talking to? She's talking to Jesus. She's talking to him. And he's right there. This is what I mean, that we need to be aware of his presence. The reality of his presence in our lives. He was right there. Listen, whether she recognized it or not, he was still there. Tell your neighbor he's still there. See, that's what we got to know. He's still there. But she wasn't aware. See, he wants us to live in an awareness of his presence. Every minute, every day. Even in these moments right here. Here, this was a devastating moment to her. This was this overwhelming thing to believe. God knows that. But he gives us his spirit. Amen? He gives us his spirit that we would believe. Strength and faith. Hope in him. And he says, he gives us his word. He said to her, I want you to know, he didn't look down at her, but he said, I've given you my word. He's already said to her, I'm going to rise in 3 days. He's already told her the news. But isn't that like us sometimes, that something happens and we're like, oh, we already know this, but yet we didn't experience it. We didn't walk it out. We know that he is powerful and mighty, that he wants his presence, that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. But sometimes the world clogs our wells, in a sense, from letting him spring up and experiencing that presence, that realness. Amen? So she says, and Jesus said unto her, Mary. He called her by name to get her attention. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. She cried out, Master. She recognized his voice. See, that's the powerful thing, that she heard his voice. She knew. She was used to that voice. I want you to know that, listen, sometimes it'll take that moment that it'll come. You keep persisting. You keep pressing on. And that word, when you hear that word, all of a sudden it took charge and it grasped her. It took hold of her. That's what the Word of God does. Listen, if we let that word grip us, pull us, it'll cause us to do things that we don't want to do and cause us to do them. Things that we struggle with. But when you grip that word and apply it in our lives, letting it get a hold of us and having the awareness of his presence with us. Amen? He declared when he came, the moment that he came, the angel declared, what did they say? Emmanuel. What does that mean? God with us. Man, he was telling them before, right off the beginning, this is God in the flesh right here. Wow. Good news. What an experience. Wow. So he says, and Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to thy brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father. Wow. So that's beautiful right there. He says, I'm going to my Father and your Father. And he says, that's personal. That's a personal awareness. That's my Father. And he says, unto my God and your... Listen, I want you to know that that was not accessible until he went to the cross and rose. Because of what I did, he's your Father. You could become one as I am with the Father. You could be constantly aware of his presence. See, that's what Jesus recognized. The constant whisper and the conversation that he had with the Father constantly going on. As he journeyed, as he walked. Amen? See, that if we carry that conversation with God, we carry that conversation,
in His presence. And it says, and Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples, listen, she did what Jesus said. How many of you have ever done what Jesus says and then not got the response you thought you would? Or how many of you have ever done what you heard the word say and not got the response? Come on, everybody in here could raise their hand and say, yes, that is me. I've been there. I want you to know that God doesn't always ask you. He says, listen, just do it. And don't even look for a response. Just do it. Just do it. Amen. Tell your neighbor, do it. Be like Nike. Just do it. Sometimes we wait, well, I'm going to wait for the right moment, or I'm going to this or that. But no. Took the word and she responded to it. She said it. And it doesn't matter what happens after. It doesn't matter. Amen. It doesn't matter what takes place after the fact. But she did it right there. She responded to the word. You got to respond. Whatever God says to you, you need to do it. Amen. We need to do it. We need to respond to God's word. To be aware of His presence. You alright? Alright. Listen. And he says, and she said she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her. First of all, the first person that he revealed Himself to was a woman. Wasn't the disciples. I love it. We try to figure God out and He does something like that. God will use whoever He will. Anytime, any place. We got to be willing to receive. See, that's why we need to be aware of that presence. To have confirmation. Because if we respond out of our flesh on how we feel, we won't receive the word that God sent us. See, I want to be at a place in the Spirit, that awareness of His presence, that I can receive what God's saying to me. Because sometimes God sends something or a word to us. And because of the place we're in and because of the situation we're going through, we've let that speak to us and not God's word. I need to let that word speak to me. To be aware of it. No matter what. In their case, it was like, well, why would He do that? Give the word to this woman and not one of His disciples. You asking the question is your answer. So they didn't receive it. Because here's what they did. It says, and then the same day after they hear the word, in that evening. So here they got this word. Here's a message. Sometimes the answer that we need is in that word. We need to stand in it, stay in that word, take hold of it, no matter what it looks like. And it says, and the evening being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear. Here they are. They're in this place and they're in a shut up place. They're an emotionally shut down. They're keeping they're like, all right, I just need to take a break. I need to shut down. We need to hide away for a while here. I need to get a grip on this in the flesh. See, I want you to know that God sent the word. Come on, amen. He sent the word. I want us to be aware. I want to be aware that when God sends me a word, every time I'm about ready to go through something, I promise you, God will send a word. But am I aware enough to catch it, to grab hold of it, so that I can walk out, amen, so that I'm able to. Remember, I talked to you about David, with it, that David was to be king. He didn't go out looking or trying to find it. He was just doing what he was called to do as being a servant. And who came? His father came, and he says he wasn't looking for Goliath. He wasn't looking for a way to the throne room, but he was at a place where he's able to hear. And when his father came to him, he says, here, go take this bread to your brothers. That's not the word that he might not want to receive. But no matter how he felt at that moment, he received it. There's some words that we don't always like right away. Sometimes some things that God says to me that, man, I'm not comfortable with. Sometimes we're not always comfortable with the truth. I don't know about me. This is the truth with me. I love salami. Love it. I had a grandma, Nancy. She wasn't my real grandma, but spiritually she was my grandma. And I'd go down there and she had fresh pepperoni, fresh salami. This Italian lady, she would cut it in big chunks. You know what I mean? The big chunks where you have to rip the don't tell me. I don't want to know. But I had to rip that off to eat it. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Don't say skin. It's gross. I don't want to know the truth, Beth. Let me live here. But you see, but here's the thing. I don't want to know. I don't want to know the truth, though. I want to enjoy it. Don't tell me how it's made. Those little white pellets or whatever, they're vitamins. That's what they are to me. It's healthy. That's what I think in my own heart, because I don't want to know that. Sometimes we are, that we get in our own place, that we don't want to know the truth, that we're afraid of the truth. Even the disciples are in this place where they're hiding, because how about if they're wrong? See, this is what they get. You get to a place where, even in your emotions, like, well, I'm just going to stay here, because how about if we're wrong? And we've been preaching this. We've been telling everybody he's going to rise again, and he doesn't. We're going to look like idiots. We're going to look foolish to everybody, to our family, my dad, who I told him, hey, I'm giving up the fishing business. You kidding me? Yeah, I'm following Jesus. He's going to make me a fisherman of men. What's that? See, I want you to know that we reason it out. We begin to think about it. But as soon as you begin to reason it out, I want you to know that moment right there, we're going the other way. We're clogging that well. We're clogging up that well that's supposed to spring with life, purpose, in any situation, the good or the bad. So here was David where he did that. He responded to the word and he just went. He didn't try to figure it out. Didn't try to reason it. Just go. Amen? Just go with that. If he says it, I'm just going to go with this. I'm going to take hold of it. So here they are. They're at this place. And in that place, when the doors are shut, the doors are shut, the disciples were assembled, and in that midst was fear. Because they weren't aware of him being alive. They weren't aware of that presence. Do you see what I mean? I want you to know that every time that we begin to be overwhelmed, we got to recognize, wait a minute, I have to be aware of his presence. Because other things out there will try to rob you of that reality. Just like with the disciples. And these are the ones that literally walked with him. But yet they assembled, shut the doors, and felt fear. That's what happens when we don't feel the awareness. We feel fear. When fear is around, that means there's an absence of love. And it doesn't mean that God's absence. Come on, I want you to get this and know what I'm saying. It's not his being absent. It's me being absent and aware of him and the truth of his presence. Let's look at Psalm 16. I want you to see this. Psalm 16, 8 through 11 says, I will bless the Lord. Oh, I have set the Lord continually before me. Listen, I have set the Lord continually before me. I have set him. I have set him. That I have declared it. I have set him before me. Because he is at my right hand. Wait. I have set him before me because he is always at my right hand. I shall not be moved. I've set him before me. Literally declared this. And he says, and I have set him continually before me because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. So I need to be aware of it so that I'm not shaken. So that things don't knock me down. When I have him supporting me, he's lifting me up. Tell someone he's lifting me up. See, what can I fear? Fear. What can I? What? Can you stand up for a second? Okay. Take me by the arm. Don't you feel more secure when you're walking that again? I mean, doesn't that, like, that grip, that holding on to you? Something about that. But when you're by yourself, sometimes, you know, when you have somebody that's holding you and guiding you, and something leaves, and it's fear. I've set him beside me in my awareness. I have done that. I need to do that. I need to make myself aware. Because there's things that are around me that try to clog me. Try to separate me. Try to divide me. And he says, therefore, my heart is glad. Wow. And I won't be shaken. And my glory, my innermost rejoices. My innermost rejoices. That's that well. See, when you're aware of it, that's that well bubbling within me. And he says, my body to will dwell confidently and safely. For you will not abandon me in hell, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will show me the path of life in your presence. Where? In his presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there is pleasure evermore. Wow. That's what I need to make alive in my life. That's what I have to make aware. So he says, and so they stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Jesus came and stood in the midst. I don't know how it happened. It doesn't say. Some of the other, when he showed himself later, he walked through the wall. Amen. That he was able to just walk through the wall. Sometimes there's some walls that I need Jesus just to walk through. But here he is. He just shows up. He's standing in their presence. I want you to think about how that, man, at that moment, man, I'm going to feel, I feel horrible. He's with me. He's right here. And the words that he speak was what they needed. He said, peace be still. Peace be unto you. They were afraid. He said, but I bring peace. I bring peace. There's no war. The wars, in a sense, is where they battle with him. His presence. The awareness of him. In the things they go through. And the things that we go through in our lives. So he says, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. They were glad when they saw the Lord. God wants us to walk in a place where that it doesn't have to be about seeing something. It's just knowing. But we have to declare that. Look at this. Psalms 24. Psalms 24, verse 6. This is the generation of those who diligently seek him. This is to them. This is to them. This is how you diligently seek him. This is for this generation, whatever generation it is. This is what you can have. Diligently seek him and require him as their greatest need. That we need to make him our greatest need. Amen. Making him my greatest need of feeling his presence. Of knowing, being aware of his presence, the reality of him in our lives. And this is what it says. Who seek your face even as I did. Lift up your heads, O you gates. And be lifted up, ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. You got to lift up your heads and open up the gates and let the King of glory come in. See, because there was that in them that they opened themselves up, that they made him aware. They did the same thing when he got on the donkey, when he was displaying, he was entering into Jerusalem, and they laid down all their garments. They were declaring this song right here. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, for the King of glory will enter in. There was a declaration that we lift up our heads and declare it. Open up your gates. Open up our gates. Open up our thinking that he will come in. That we'll be aware of his presence. The reality of him right here, right now in my life. Not just someday. Not just in service. Not just in worship. But that constant reality of his presence in our midst. And that's what they were declaring. That's what they're speaking. But we got to recognize something that he said this. That open up the gates. That means Jesus was declaring, he says, that the word of God was saying, let the King of glory come in. If you open your gates of your mind, of your heart, So listen to this. If I have to open myself up to let the King of Glory come in, what else can I open myself up to? Come on, think about it. What else do I open myself that I have to be aware of presence? Whether it's His or something else. You right? How that I put myself in a place where that I experience the presence. How many of you have ever been in a place where that you feel something or you were in a conversation or something, you feel something that you know isn't right, or you know what I mean, and you become aware of that presence. I've been there, man. I've been in places. I remember the one time where that I was, the first time I really experienced, this was the first time, of His presence and the opposite presence. As I was in a car and we were partying, having a good time. And as we were driving, something came over me. It was His presence. It was like I felt Him sit beside me in that car. Now, I wasn't in the right place for Him to sit beside me. But He was. But I became aware of it. He was always there. But at that moment, He let me become aware of His reality with me. And as they drove, as I felt that, as much as I felt His presence, I felt another presence there that I had to get out. I felt so much of that oppression of that other spirit that I couldn't even stay in that car. As soon as they stopped at the stop sign, I jumped out of the car. They're yelling at me. I gotta go. And I ran. And I ran home from downtown Newcastle, from the Shannon Projects, all the way home. I don't think I ran the whole way. I wasn't that fit. But smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, I probably didn't. I wasn't that fit. But I got home because of that. And at that moment was that moment where I realized His presence. That I needed to become aware of it. I didn't know how. Because I had a pamphlet one time that somebody gave me. I don't know who it was. And they ruined my life. They didn't. In that moment, I thought so. Because I wanted to party for a little longer. But they handed me a pamphlet. And the pamphlet, I never read the pamphlet. Because what it said on the front was enough. It said, "Let not your heart be hardened." And I knew what that meant. Be hardened to what? His presence. Of His awareness. I want you to know that there's some things that we go through because we don't become aware. We don't let ourselves be aware of His presence, and we go through them. Sometimes we don't, even unawarely, we let that oppression or fear spirit grip us, keep us inside when we should be preaching outside. See what I'm saying? It held them at that place. That presence did. So He says, "Lift up your heads, O gates, be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. This is who He's saying. If you open your gates up and let... This is who comes in. The Lord, God Almighty. Strong and mighty. Powerful. The Lord, mighty in battle. This is the one who overcame death. Wants you to be aware that He walked into the room. That His presence is there. Amen? He says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in." Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of the hosts. He is the King of Glory who rules over the creation with His heavenly armies. Selah. Think about it. This is who He is. This is what they would declare when they open up worship and praise. I think that's what we need to do. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. for us to be aware of what we're doing, of opportunity. See, worship does that, man. Even right here, right now, that even in that, it even sprung up on me in that song that we sang. Is that awareness? Because that's what worship does. It causes me, y'all know this, that it's not for Him to hear how great He is. It's for me to hear how great He is and to be aware of He's strong and mighty. He's mighty in battle. What battle? Every battle that I face. I'm mighty. I want you to open up your gates that I can come in. Don't keep me out. I want to fight your battle. But you got to open your door that I can come in awareness that I can come in. Amen. You all right? And He says, and then the disciples said to Him, He says, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted. And unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they're retained. Wow. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them at that time. He wasn't with them. And He says, and the other disciples therefore said unto Him, here it is again. I want you to see this. Here it is, another messenger bringing the reality of what happened. The truth about what happened, and He's listening to it. Just like when they were brought the word from Mary, here's this word. I want you to know that here's that word for everything we need. He was at a place in His life because of what happened that He was fearful, that He was frustrated. He says, was I following a lunatic? I need to see this for real. I need to have Him in front of me. I need to feel this. I need to know that He's real. If not, I'm not believing. How many of us have ever been there? I need to see a sign, God, right now, or Lord, I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to walk this way. I remember I used to negotiate with God. Never mind. I did. I used to negotiate with Him. But He didn't ever be strong-armed into what I wanted Him to do. It never worked out of the way. The other disciples therefore said unto Him, we have seen the Lord. But He said unto them, except I see in His hands the print of His nails, and put my finger print on the nails, and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again His disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. See, I want you to know that even in the midst of that doubting, God was going to get the glory for it. See, even in the midst of our doubt, God's going to get the glory. Because I want you to know, it confirmed that it just wasn't a spirit, but it was really Him. See, because His doubt was an opportunity for them to see that this was real. This wasn't just an image, or this wasn't just a spirit or a ghost. No, no. It was Him. Right before them. God will receive the glory from our lives, whether we give it or not. Wow. He'll use our lives for His glory. And then Jesus, the doors being shut, He's probably tired of having all these doors shut all the time. Does He feel that way with us sometimes? And He stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Here He is again, confirming them. Peace be unto you, guys. And He saith unto Thomas. Now, this is where it really gets crazy, because this is what I mean, where His presence is always with us. Thomas was doubting that His presence was with him, but yet he knew exactly what Thomas said. Because He addressed Thomas. Came right for him. Not to rebuke him, but to confirm in his heart that it's truth. I want you to believe. See, that's a loving God. See, that's what He does with us. I mean, I want you to think about this. How many times have my doors been shut where He come to confirm His presence? How many times have I left the doors shut or kept them shut, not being aware of it? How many times have He been in the midst of a situation where I needed Him and He was there, but yet I didn't become aware of His presence? I remember the time that I wrecked, and Beth remembers this, when I was driving in a stolen car, and it was the neighbor's. It wasn't really stolen, it was his aunt's. You figure, we knew where the keys were. It's not really stealing if you know the person. I thought that. I had a very big gap in my judgment. And on top of that, I was at another place in my mind, different, whatever. So we got in this brand new car with the sticker on the sides, and we went down the road, and we drove down the road, and we were going, make a long story short, we were going really fast, and there was a car parked in the middle of the road. And I remember seeing the car, and I remember that moment, I cried out, Jesus. Listen, I want you to know, 20 seconds ago, He was the last thing on my mind. But when my reality of my life was before me, He was the one I wanted in my presence. He's the one that I wanted to be aware that He was with me at that moment. And I cried. I remember those the last words I said was Jesus. And I screamed it. And we hit. But I was alive. I made it. And there was another time where He was showing me, I'm with you. But you got to be aware of it, son. You got to be aware of it. And it says, and then saith Thomas, he said to him, reach, the exact words, reach your fingers, take your fingers, and behold my hands, reach into my hands, thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Here, I'm right here. I want you to experience it. I want you to take it. See, that's what He does. I mean, I want you to know that this, even in His presence with worship and praise, He's like saying, here, touch me. Have the reality of me right here, right now. In His Word, when we read the Word and we become aware of it, it's like Him saying, here's my body. Touch me. Make yourself aware of it. Without me doing that, we have a hard time. But He's saying that to us. Make yourself, touch me. I know you're faithless. It's okay. But touch me. You'll believe. My presence. And He says, and Thomas answered and said unto Him, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my God. Yeah, that's why I want to get that. Thomas answered and said unto Him, my Lord, my God. He's called Him Lord before. He's called Him Lord, but He never stepped across that line to say, you're God. One of the same. That reality of Him hit him. You are God. Right here. Right before me. Man, all those disciples, everybody was there. I want you to know that this is their testimony. This is their last encounter. This is the last words that they declared. The four Gospels. I want you to know, if you want to get proof, you hear the eyewitness of men and women and you judge it for yourself. Whether or not we can be aware of Him rising from the dead, being alive. It's right here. But we have to touch Him. And He says, and Thomas said, my Lord, and Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, but yet believe. Wow. They that have not seen and yet believe. There's something about that. Because there was going to be a lot more of us. But I want you to know that presence is even stronger than seeing Him in the flesh. Because it confirms me with the Spirit. See, because my spirit says yes. So our emotions Our flesh needs signs. Signs are for... We all like signs. I like signs too. But signs are for those that can't see or can't find the way. I shouldn't have to have them. Because I need to be aware of it. I need to be at that place where that I'm aware of His presence. He's with me. We all see that even Jesus, when He walked into the room, and it says that He walked in, He entered into to the room that was filled up with all kinds of people. Everybody was there. And it says that Jesus was present to heal. I don't want Him, and they didn't receive Him. I don't want to be at that place where that He's present for me for whatever I need, whatever battle I'm facing, whatever I'm going through, to be there for me, but I'm not aware of the reality of it. I don't want to be on that side. Accepting it. I want to be the guy that believes he can't see that He's in there, but with the hope within them and faith, they're willing to cut the roof to get inside. I want to be a roof cutter. I want to break the roof to His presence. I don't want to be sealed off because of emotions or battles or things in my life, but I want to be constantly reminded of His presence. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. That needs to be a declaration in my life. When I wake in the morning, I need to declare, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Let the King of glory. I can't do this without You today, God. I need Your presence. I need to be aware of You that is with me, that You are with me, God. Your Word says that. I pray that I'm aware of it. I pray that that awareness will be alive and real and will spring up within me. That's what I desire. Let me finish with this. And many signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. Wow. But these are written that you might believe. This is here to be aware of His presence. This is written. That's how valuable this is. That I can be aware of His presence. And the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. That in believing you might have life in His name. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, right here, each one of us, God, Lord, that sometimes in our frail bodies, that, God, Lord, that You know our faithlessness sometimes, God. But God, Lord, You've already placed it before us in Your Word that's given us everything we need. I pray to God, Lord, that You give us the strength. I pray to God, Lord, that each one of us begin to make it our habit, to make it our reality of the awareness of Your presence. Pray to God, Lord, that we catch ourselves continually communicating with You, not like You're some faraway place, but You're with us. Lord, that I catch it and I grab hold of that. That I become aware that no matter what battle I face, God, that You are the strong and mighty one in me. That You're here before me. That they that call upon the name of the Lord, hallelujah. They that call upon the name of the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Lord, renew our strength, our awareness of You, God. Renew that within our hearts. That it becomes the truth that we live by. And we declare it. We thank You for it, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, for... Lord, we ask the God, Lord, that You be with Kelly, God. Kelly. As the God, Lord, she's had this blood infection, God, Lord. We just speak to that right now, God. Touch that area right now, God, Lord. Lord, let this be cured. Let this be complete, God, Lord. Let them, Lord, just let it be, leave her body, God, and have no place in her, God. That it can't grip her anymore. We declare it in your name, God. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless somebody. Don't forget, Saturday night, we got a guest speaker. Amen. Come and enjoy. I really believe that Apostle Valentine has brought this man. He called me months ago to say that he wanted him to come. So I believe that God speaks to his heart and he has a word for us. Amen. And a word for you if you want it. Hallelujah.